Welcome to Fielding Questions, a podcast produced in collaboration between Egg Country Farm Credit Services and the Red River Farm Network that explores the world of agriculture and rural life. I'm Adam Albrick. Today we're going to learn about pasture rangeland forage policies with Jeff Blegen, SVP Insurance with Egg Country Farm Credit Services. Welcome, Jeff.
Thanks, Adam. Thanks for having me.
So from a high level, Jeff, what is PRF insurance?
PRF insurance is a way to protect your hay ground and your grazing ground from lack of moisture, so to speak. It's based on a grid and how much rain that grid is anticipated to get through RMA based off historical numbers.
So if a farmer or rancher out there is interested in getting PRF insurance, they don't have to track the moisture levels on their farm, correct? That is based on a larger regional map?
That is correct. It's based off of NOAA rainfall data, basically, is where it comes from. The producer does not have to track the rainfall. That will be set up and given to them through NOAA.
And are there any other weather factors that impact this, or is it strictly rainfall?
Well, it could also include snow, because it's basically dealing with how much moisture that area received in a time, an interval, a time frame that the producer will select.
So then thinking about those intervals, how do they work? Is this like a two-week interval? Is it a month? Is it more than that?
The intervals are actually based on a two-month time frame. The producer has the right to elect which 2 months they want to select, and they have to elect at least two different intervals. So they have to elect at least two different two-month segments, so to speak.
So then in theory, they are, of course, trying to protect against the driest months of the year. Now, over the last couple of years in the upper Midwest, we've seen weather be, well, very unpredictable. North Dakota has suffered significant drought, especially western part of North Dakota and central part of North Dakota, Minnesota last year, too. So really, this is a great option for people who do experience dry conditions more frequently.
That is correct. They have an opportunity to kind of protect their investment or potentially get some money back in case they needed to buy some hay or maybe rent some more pasture ground. It's an opportunity for them to basically get a payment to help cover some of those expenses that they incur.
So it's good for people who tend to be in drier conditions, but how about other people? I mean, is it just a nice hedge to have if you're, you know, do typically get adequate moisture?
Even in places that get adequate moisture, their expected rainfall is going to be a little bit higher than some of the drier areas. Because remember, each grid has their own expected rainfall amounts. So even if you're a little on the wetter side, you still have the potential to get some payments on this PRF policy.
And is PRF available in all states?
Yes, it's pretty much available in everywhere that we're writing business. I guess our footprint, I shouldn't say all states, but it is in our footprint where we deal with. It's an opportunity for growers to go out and basically get some rainfall coverage for their pasture or hay ground.
And the specific type of livestock, if a rancher, of course, does raise livestock, does that come into the equation at all? Is it available for everyone?
It is available on the grazing side. You have to prove that you actually have livestock, though. So you have to prove that you are basically the owner of some livestock. Otherwise, you could not buy a grazing policy. On the haying side, you have to prove that you have ownership of the land that you're actually going to do the haying on. So not anybody can buy it. You have to actually be a rancher in some way, shape, or form, or be raising, growing the hay to sell.
Jeff, what are some common questions that you get from customers when you do talk about this particular policy?
Well, one of the unique things about this policy is a lot of people will ask, do I need to insure all of my acres? And the answer to that is no, which makes this a little unique compared to other crop insurance policies. You actually can pick or choose how many acres do you want to insure. Do I want to insure my hay ground or do I want to insure just my grazing ground? It has a lot more flexibility, I would say, than other multi-peril crop insurance policies, which is kind of nice on that side of it, because I do not have to buy this coverage for all of my acres. I get to pick or choose. The other questions we get are, you know, how does RMA measure the rainfall? Which that can be a little tough, because it's not actually the rainfall on your farm. It's done through NOAA data, and that data is based on information over since, I believe it is 1949. So there's a lot of history that's involved in this policy, but it doesn't actually cover rainfall on their farm. It covers rainfall on an estimated amount, so to speak, on an area-based plan. And the grids happen to be about 12 by 12 miles is what they say. And that is basically how they set the policy up.
So even though, again, it's not on a particular person's farm, it is still pretty close to home in a pretty near region. So it's not like it should vary all too much in that span. But you mentioned multi-peril crop insurance before. Is this a part of MPCI in terms of you have to purchase it by the March 15th? Or is there a different date that people would need to purchase this policy by?
Well, the one thing I would do is make sure that you're looking for your state, your county, because everybody can be a little bit different. But it is not a March 15th policy for us. It happens to have a sales closing date of December 1st. So right now we are just beginning to talk to farmers about PRF, see if they have any interest in buying it. And then they need to decide here in November for certain if they want to do it. So it is much different than our normal spring crops with a March 15th sales closing date.
Can a PRF policy be coupled with anything else, or is this really just a standalone policy?
This is kind of a standalone policy. If you're going to buy a PRF policy, I guess it works just for your pasture, your rangeland, those types of things. And it is not linked to any of your true multi-peril or anything like that. So it would be standalone.
All right, Jeff, is there anything else that we should really note about a PRF policy for people listening along?
Well, I would say if there's any interest in a PRF policy, be certain to contact one of your insurance specialists at Ag Country Farm Credit Services. They're very well educated on how a PRF policy works. They can walk through and quote your operation and give you some historical information about your grid, because it is pretty unique grid by grid and can change from one county to the next. And that's one thing that our insurance specialists do, is spend a lot of time analyzing this policy and seeing how it could work for potential customers.
All right, Jeff. Well, I want to thank you very much for speaking with us here today. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you, Adam. Appreciate the opportunity.
That is Jeff Blagan, Senior Vice President, Insurance with Ag Country. If you have a question about a financial topic, we would love to hear from you. You can message Ag Country on Facebook, tweet at them on Twitter, or submit your question using their website at agcountry.com.